Okay, so where was I? I just finished talking a bunch of minutes without the recorder on. So I really don't know where I started off. Okay, so what was I talking about? Oh yeah, about drawing the plant. Okay. So so when the plant was in existence, I did some drawings and stuff, and I got a pretty good idea what it looked like and what a house constructed. And I also took some pictures. And when I went to make this painting, I just kind of like made a wild stab at it, and it was a pretty simple idea of what the flowers, the sunflower plant did, and or looked like. And so then I referred back to the drawings and also the photographs, and I kind of like adjusted some stuff. And I don't really don't want to get too complicated with it. I'm just kind of like playing with the paints right now. It's kind of fun. So that's where I'm at with that. I'm gonna work on this for a while. I've got another panel that I want to work on. I'm gonna make another panel, that is, that I want to work on, but I'm not gonna start it anytime soon. I'm just gonna make the panel and put it away over in the storage room somewhere, and because I've been knocking around the idea about my two dogs that have died, and I wanted to make a painting about it. Well, with them in it, and but at the same time, well, my previous dog Gubbio, who was at 180 degree opposite of Pia, died, and that same year, shortly after Gubbio died, a friend of mine's dog died that we had fun with, and that was Trixie, and so I want to put her in the painting too, and so that's what that is. I'm gonna make it. Gonna go down to Lowe's and get some more lumber to make a backing frame for this plywood and get this all put together, and then I'll put it away for storage for till I'm ready to start painting on it. Anyway, so it's this I don't want to talk anymore. Anyway, so my wife was in here just a while ago, and we were talking about her trip down to the village. Fair Oaks Village to feed the chickens, since she's one of the chicken feeders. She's not the original chicken lady, but she is one of the chicken ladies. And they're not just ladies anymore, there are men down there that are feeding them too. So she was confronted by one of the new tenants in a place down there, and he asked her nicely to not feed in this area because he didn't want the chickens being drawn, because they wake him up in the morning, because they crow outside his window in the morning. And truthfully, they start crowing at 1:30 sometimes. So, I can understand that, and my wife understands it too. So he's asked her to feed across the street and in a certain area, and she agreed. But she told him also that there are other people feeding. So even though she's doing it, he'll have to confront the other people. And he understood that, and he was nice about it. So. But they got us talking about the feral chickens again, and how, and I've talked about this before too, that the feral chickens in the village really aren't feral. 99.9% of them are dumped. There may be one chicken down there that's maybe a second or third generation chicken, but there aren't. Like I said, there's probably 1% of them, if that. That are actually feral. So, if people, and that's the main thing about people who are against the chickens down there, that would like to get them all taken away. That and they complain about the people feeding them because they think that's just continuing their problem. But their claim is that they're all feral, and they've been like that since 1965. Well, if that was the case, then the breeds would have been homogenized into a certain type of a mixture. But the funny thing is there's a lot of chickens down there that are purebred chickens. You're not going to get a homogenization of in the gene pool of chickens, and all of a sudden a purebred Polish rooster comes out of that batch. It's just not going to happen. So there may be some traits of it, but it's not going to be purebred like a lot of those chickens and roosters are out there. And So that's their argument for not letting these people feed the chickens. But truthfully, they're domesticated chickens, and if nobody fed them, they'd die, you know. And especially in the summertime, if you don't supply them water, they die, because they don't know how to be feral. And actually, even if they did leave them, they would die off because there's no way the situation down there could support a feral colony of chickens. It's just not that. It's not that wild, you know, for one thing, and there's no water source, no real water source to keep them hydrated. So, anyway, I've been talking a long time now, even though that's not been recorded. So I'm gonna call it quits for now, and maybe tomorrow I'll be able to record everything that needed to be recorded. So have a good one.